I am Seetu Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda urges youth to unleash creative potential for Nepal's progress on International Youth Day 2023. International Youth Day is celebrated with focus on green skills for sustainability. And seven worshippers killed in northern Nigeria mosque collapse. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has encouraged the youth to harness their creative talents within the nation. At an event marking International Youth Day 2023 in Bharatpur, he called upon both local and international young individuals to contribute to the country's development. He expressed optimism that Nepal is on the way to accelerate progress, emphasizing the need to eradicate governance issues, lawlessness and corruption while uplifting marginalized communities. The Prime Minister highlighted his commitment to fostering economic growth by tapping into the inherent skills of Nepalese youth. He underlined efforts to safeguard the rights of those working abroad and detailed a contribution-based security program for them. To counter the trend of youth migration, he stressed the necessity of establishing a conducive healthcare environment domestically. On a different note, Prime Minister Dahal disclosed discussions with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and plans for collaboration in agricultural production. Likewise, he revealed agreements concerning hydropower with India and Bangladesh, which will be formally announced in Kathmandu. The event showcased various cultural performances and honored outstanding participants in the week-long program. Global celebrations of International Youth Day have commenced, with Nepal joining the chorus by organizing a series of events. This year's theme, Green Skills for Youth Towards a Sustainable World, resonates with the United Nations' push for an environmentally conscious transition in line with the Sustainable Development Goals. As the world tackles climate changes, fostering green skills become paramount. These encompass technical proficiency in eco-friendly technologies and broader transversal abilities that enable sustainable decisions. While applicable to all, the significance for the youth is magnified as they carry the torch for a greener future. In Nepal, despite dedicated institutions like the Ministry of Youth and Sports and the National Youth Council, concerns linger over effective youth issue resolution. Critics point to inadequate budget allocations hindering program implementation. Amid discussions, Nepal's Youth Minister Deek Bahadur Limbu announced policy revisions to amplify youth participation and roles in the nation's development. The call for unity and collaboration resonates as the youth is encouraged to take center stage in shaping a sustainable and prosperous Nepal. A person has died after a landslide buried him in Bhojpur. The deceased is 47-year-old Pasang Tamang of Helaucha in the district. Tamang had gone missing in the huge landslide. Nepal police and army personnel and locals had been searching for him. The district police office said Tamang's body was retrieved from the landslide debris yesterday. The Beni Jomsom Koralar section of the Kali Gandaki Corridor Highway is to be fully closed to vehicular traffic for 5 days. This decision has been taken to stop the landslide at Baisari, Raghuganga Rural Municipality 2 in Magdi District. The Beni Jomsom Korala section of the highway connects the Trans-Himalayan District Mustang with the National Highway via the northern part of Magdi. Assistant Chief District Officer Dhirendra Raj Panta said the Gumaune Tal Bekhola section of the highway would be completely closed for the period as works on landslide prevention have to be carried out employing heavy equipment. Chairman of Nepal Socialist Party Dr. Baburam Bhattarai stressed the urgency of combating corruption for the nation's progress and prosperity. Addressing a press conference organized by Nepal Samajwadi Party Karnali Province in Surkhet's Virendranagar, the former Prime Minister highlighted the pervasive nature of corruption and emphasized that the commitment to eradicate it must spawn from leaders to employees. Dr. Bhattarai underlined the need for transformative change beyond the current government to tackle political instability, suggesting reforms to the government structure and the state's electoral system. A person has been held with possession of nearly ₹900,000 from Sirhar district. He was carrying the money with an unidentified source. Police arrested Sanjeev Kumar Saha, aged 48, from Sirhar Municipality 17, in this connection last afternoon. A police team mobilized from Kirauna police post arrested Saha on a tip-off. He was coming to Nepal via India. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Rabindra Raj Pandey, for further investigation, Saha has been handed over to Revenue Investigation Office Eatery, Sunsari. Saha had brought the money hiding in a motorcycle. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 7 people were killed when part of a mosque filled with hundreds of worshippers collapsed in Nigeria's northern city of Zaria in Kaduna State, with several others injured. Zaria Emirate Council spokesman Abdullahi Karbai said the incident occurred as hundreds of faithful observed afternoon prayers yesterday at the city's central mosque. State officials said the mosque was constructed in the 1830s. The State Emergency Management Agency said 23 people were sent to hospital. Authorities often blame such disaster on a failure by officials to enforce building safety regulations and on poor maintenance and substandardized construction materials. The Hawaii wildfires have reached a grim milestone as death toll rises to 67, making it the deadliest natural disaster in the state's history. Hundreds more have been reported missing and the toll may still rise. It comes as some Lahaina residents are being allowed to briefly return home yesterday to take stock of the damage to the fire-ravaged town. State officials reopened Lahaina to people with proof to residency yesterday for the first time since flames swept rapidly through early this week, Raising much of the historic town. People who had been evacuated with only the clothes on their backs told the BBC they were concerned it may be hard to prove their residency. A clarification from a White House official has shed light on President Joe Biden's recent comment about China being a ticking time bomb. The statement made at a political fundraiser referred to internal economic and social tensions with China that could impact its global interactions. Notably, Biden expressed a desire for a rational relationship with China. The Chinese economy grew by 4.5% in the first quarter and 6.3% in the second quarter, with a slight 0.8% GDP increase in April-June following a 2.2% expansion earlier. Addressing concerns, White House spokesperson John Kirby emphasized worries over China's bullying tactics involving high-interest infrastructure loans leading to asset seizures upon default. The Meteorological Forecasting Division. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast precipitation at many places in the country in the next 3 days, as the axis of monsoon low pressure is situated towards the north near Nepal from its normal position. The division said there is the possibility of the monsoon low pressure axis shifting more towards Nepal in the coming days, also due to the influence of the low pressure system developing in the northwest part of Bihar and around India. The weather will be generally to completely cloudy throughout the country tonight as a result of this weather system, with chances of light to moderate rainfall at many places and of heavy rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces tonight, while very heavy rainfall is predicted at one or two places of these provinces. The division said there are chances of heavy rainfall along with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Karnali and Southern Pashchim provinces tonight. It is said there is also the risk of inundation in the urban areas, of increase in water level in the big and small rivers and rivulets, and of the daily life of people, road and air transport being hit. The division has urged the general public and all the bodies concerned to adopt the necessary alertness and preparedness to that connection. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 21.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda urges youth to unleash creative potential for Nepal's progress on International Youth Day 2023. International Youth Day celebrated with focus on green skills for sustainability. And 7 worshippers killed in northern Nigeria mosque collapse. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website on www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.